And we start right away. Ross Martin inside Carolina joins us on the Adam Gold Show. There he is, looking all handsome. All right, so yesterday found out that... Oh, you're laughing. Nice mustache. November's over. Phil Longo leaves UNC for the Wisconsin offensive coordinator gig. The O-line coach, Jack McNeil, goes with him to Wisconsin. We'll just start there because there's a lot of other things to discuss. So let's start right there. Were you surprised? What are your thoughts on Longo and others now leaving for Wisconsin to go join Luke Fickell?
Yeah, I was surprised at the destination. We hadn't heard Wisconsin. We had heard, rumors of Auburn, maybe Texas A&M, but it was mostly just message board stuff and Twitter stuff, so nothing really concrete. But, yeah, Wisconsin kind of came out of nowhere. You don't really think about, you always think about the SEC as a place to poach ACC coordinators. You don't really think about the Big Ten. But Luke Fickell, they have a history, apparently, according to Bruce Feldman. They never coached together, look at their history. But, man, imagine that air raid. Wisconsin football is known for running the ball, right? Running the ball, big offensive linemen, cheese curds and cows and slow football. And now you have, air raid, which is high-flying, fast, wide receivers, star quarterbacks. And so I talked to Phil last night, and he's pumped. His wife apparently is from Wisconsin.
Okay.
There's a couple connections there. And look, 4 years at UNC, 4 years anywhere, is kind of long these days for a coordinator, especially one who's had some success as Longo. So he's out the door, and it took Jack McNeil, who was in Chapel Hill for 8 months, with
him. So – because I know you're good at your job, Ross Martin. Did you ask Phil Longo, are you crazy for leaving Drake May?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask him that. This is kind of a, you have to be pretty on these text conversations with coaches. You got to be a little careful. But, that was surprising. I mean, that's surprising, too. He's going to somewhere where they don't have a – I don't think they have a, starting quarterback right now.
No, their guy jumped in the portal.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to Kentucky. Leaving Drake May, I mean, he is set up to have a Heisman-type season next year. They're returning a lot of wide receivers. They do lose some talent at wide receiver with Josh Downs likely leaving and Antoine Green leaving, but they should return most of the offensive line. All the running backs are back. They're adding Brooks back. So it's going to be a stacked offense again, which, it's a desirable place to come be an offensive coordinator. If you want to come to Chapel Hill and raise your kids in Chapel Hill and be a young coordinator, I mean, Mac Brown should have the pick of any hot name out there, in the Power Five or Group of Five to come. So, but yeah, leaving Drake May, that's an interesting choice.
At Ross Martin _IC from inside Carolina joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Some people suggested that this was a lateral move.
Yeah, this is kind of a...
Oh, wait. Corey Smith is kind of interloping here. He's next. Corey Smith from Pat Pride is next. We're stacked up. It's like a runway.
I know. We got them all.
It's like an airport runway at the holidays. Some people suggested that this was a lateral move. You don't see it as a lateral move, do you?
No, I think Wisconsin is a bigger football program. There's more money. The whole, when the merger of USC and UCLA into the Big Ten brought about the two big power conferences now. The Big Ten's going to have way more money. He'll get a big raise there. Football is more important there than it is at UNC, no matter what fans want to think. I think you can win a little bigger there. They have divisions still, I believe. The Big Ten West is very winnable for Wisconsin, so they should be competing every year in the conference championship against Ohio State or Michigan. We thought his next job would be a head job. He interviewed for UCF 2 years ago, I believe. I'm sure his name's been floated for a lot of different jobs. So we didn't think he was going to take a OC job. But, sometimes a fresh start is good. And Wisconsin is a little bit of a step up from in a football sense from North Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lateral move. It's an upward move, probably in salary and certainly And I don't know, but I mean, North Carolina just played for the ACC championship. So although that will be different without divisions, and it would be different in the Big Ten without divisions. And I appreciate you using the term merger when it comes to USC and UCLA in the Big Ten, because I think that's probably closer to the reality of it. All right, now let's get to the portal part of this, Ross Martin. Tony Grimes, we heard right away, was entering the portal. Storm Duck joined him in there. What are your thoughts on guys? I mean, Duck was among one of the better corners in the ACC this year. I think the AP named him first team corner. What are your thoughts on those two guys looking to get out?
Yeah, the Grimes thing we knew about. Look, I think the secondary was a big issue this year. So I think there's some developmental issues on the staff that, you know, maybe players want to leave to improve their NFL draft. You know, Tony Grimes was a guy who sped up his clock. He enrolled early as a high school senior. He skipped his senior year. The whole goal was to get to the NFL in 3 years. You know, he is likely not going to enter the NFL draft. He's going to transfer.
Yeah.
So the NFL has been a goal for him. So he wants a fresh start. I don't think the scheme that Gene Chizik ran was I don't think that was very conducive to high-quality quarterback play. They've always played like 7 yards off, 5 yards off. They didn't, get them right at the line of scrimmage. You know, Duck's a different situation. Some of the same reasons, but, you know, he's a grad transfer. He's been at UNC for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh start somewhere else. I think there's a chance he may also look at his NFL stock and see if that's an option as well. When Duck didn't enter on Monday or Tuesday, we thought he was going to stay, but he entered last night. So it's been a lot of defensive backs leaving. I think there's 6 or 7. We had one guy just came back to Carolina, entered his name on Monday, came back on Thursday. So the portal, it's a silly time right now because you add coaching changes and now you add transfer portal. It's a wild time. You never know what's going to happen.
All right. And then the biggest news, as I learned from at Ross Martin _IC, Al's Burger Shack changed ownership. Is everything cool in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on with Al. You can read the Triangle Business Journal article. I mean, there's like Chapter 11 bankruptcy stuff. I do know the new owners. I know one of the new owners. So that is not only sourced intel. I work out with Charlie Ferris, who has purchased Al's Burger. Great dude. Owns a bunch of Jersey Mike's franchises in Chapel Hill and Durham and Chatham County. And so he's becoming a restaurant mogul in the area. So they're going to look to expand. So maybe maybe Al's Burger is coming near y'all in Raleigh, but you're over there. You're in Oxford.
One in Oxford, man. I need options.
That's right. Yeah, I imagine imagine Durham and Raleigh are probably two of the next desirable locations for an Al's Burger. So look out there. It's a famous restaurant here in town.
Durham's pretty close to Oxford. Ross Martin, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much.
All right, anytime, Adam. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Ross Martin inside Carolina. Like, I wasn't lying. They're backed up on the runway. Corey Smith, editor, Pack Pride, 24/7 Sports. There he is. I told you he was next on the runway. I thank you very much, Corey. Let's start. We won't talk about football just yet. I saw this news, and I didn't even know this was a possibility nowadays, but Isaiah Miranda, 7-footer, top 30 player, committed to state and is going to be here for the second semester, which starts soon. Explain how all of this happens.
Well, yeah, the big thing for NC State here is the fact that they had an open scholarship. You know, that's not normal this time of year, especially when you only start with 12 scholarships for NC State. They don't even have a full 13, and they had one open still throughout the rest of the season. One guy that they originally had committed isn't going to be academically eligible for the remainder of the season. So they had that one come back open. It just so happens that a guy in Isaiah Miranda, 7'1", 200-pound big man that can shoot threes and happens to fill a gap for NC State that now is probably left by Dusan Mihorcic for a little while. They get him in the fold. He's a guy that has NBA draft potential. So he wants to go somewhere, play in college, get immediate playing time, and NC State potentially has it now. So it's just a match made in heaven for NC State and for Isaiah Miranda. It sounds like he's going to be here next week. He'll arrive on Monday, could be available for the Vanderbilt game, but more than likely would be available to start ACC play.
At R. Corey Smith on Twitter, if I gathered this correctly, you had been sitting on this news. Good for you. Something like this is not easy to continue to sit on. Was NC State, did they save this scholarship for this possibility entirely?
Not really. They had actually, like I said, they had had another player in the folds. His name is Matty Traor. They had had him, you know, ready to go. Unfortunately, he's not going to be academically eligible to join this year. They're going to try to get him in for next year right now, but that scholarship becomes available again. So they got him at the end of the summer, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to come. So now they have the spot open. I mean, like I said, it's just a perfect situation for NC State. And yeah, it was something where Joel Justice, an assistant for NC State, had gone after him really hard. The family didn't want any information out there. And obviously, you know, with us having something lined up with 24/7 and CBS Sports to have the announcement, obviously we didn't want anything out there either.
So this whole thing is new to me. I can't remember the last time we saw a recruit join a program coming out of high school in the middle of a season. Did he graduate early? Explain how all of that came together.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times the past few years, mostly with Kentucky. And I want to say there was another situation. Yeah, this doesn't normally happen to NC State is what we're saying. but this was a situation for NC State where, you know, he's a player that has already graduated from high school. He's a post-grad player. The issue for him is the fact that, you know, he hadn't really proven himself to NBA scouts now at this point. So he still had something to prove. He wanted to do it at the college level. Unfortunately, it was a little late in the mix. Most teams had already filled up all their scholarships. So for NC State, like I said, you have an open spot and you can bring him in. And as I said, it fills a hole for NC State that they needed right away. And it helps for Isaiah Miranda to potentially help himself to be drafted in just a couple months. So this could be a very short stay for him. NC State's hoping it's not, but at the same time, this could be a very short stay for him to go to the NBA soon.
Or I could spin it this way. I hope it is a short stay because that would probably mean that he played well.
Yes.
So let's talk about is it Duhan or Dusan Mihorčić? Did they say it's indefinite? Which, you know, at Duke means one game. Just kidding. But the did they escape the worst case scenario here? They said it was a dislocated knee. Did they escape the worst case scenario here, or are we talking about this is probably the entire season?
I don't know one way or the other, honestly. The way that they announced it, it didn't say anything about any structural damage, you know, whether or not it tore any ligaments. I think that was the concern here. They did just say it was a dislocated patella, which is your kneecap. So there's a chance that that's a 2 to 3 week timeline that he could return. Unfortunately, they also said it required surgery. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be anytime soon. But, you know, there's a chance that it could be a 6 to 8 week recovery. He can come back, you know, somewhere around February and help. And I think that would be a big boost for NC State. You know, again, the fortunate part here is the fact that you get Isaiah Miranda to come in and you have a good solid rotation of big men this year, which you clearly didn't have last year when you lost Manny Bates. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different situation in terms of the personnel. But, man, Dusan Mihorčić, yeah, he was playing extremely well for NC State. If he's able to come back anytime in the near future, they definitely want him to get back as soon as possible.
And it sounds like Miranda and Mihorčić could even play together, or Miranda and Burns could even play together, which would be good because my guess is at 200 pounds and 7'1", banging around inside near the rim is probably not on Ismail's, Isaiah Miranda's, like, his thing. That's not necessarily what he wants to do. All right, let me ask about Devin Leary, and I think I just said everybody's name wrong. Let me get to Devin Leary here. Do we have any idea where Devin is leaning towards exiting the portal?
Not yet. All signs pointed towards Notre Dame initially, and then we've now heard Florida's kind of in the mix. Obviously, you know, Mizzou's always going to be in the mix just because Eli Drinkwitz was the coach that brought him to NC State before he left to go to App State. We've also heard, Kentucky's in the mix too. Kentucky loses Will Levis after this season. Do they try to bring him in to compete again in the SEC? But there's also, those kind of looming teams like a Georgia potentially, or you know, even an Alabama, once those, if those players move on, obviously, you know, there's a chance that, that they could go after him. But everything we've heard so far has been Notre Dame, and I forgot to mention Illinois too in that mix, with his brother being there, and obviously them potentially having a quarterback situation after the season. But there's just, it's all over the place right now, and I think there's just a lot of teams that are kind of realizing that type of player is out there. And honestly, I think after the news last night, you were just talking to Ross Martin about this, the Drake May situation, it was kind of this, you know, this looming like, hey, if he enters the portal, that's potentially the number one guy because you get a full year out of him and there's no injury concerns. Whereas with Devin Leary, there's obviously injury concerns. So I think now this only ups the market for a guy like Devin Leary, knowing that Drake May is going to stay at UNC too.
Corey Smith, before we say goodbye, is everybody going to play in the bowl game? At some point, we have to ask these questions now, and I'm not even bent out of shape for anybody that doesn't want to play in the bowl game who has NFL aspirations. But have you heard about anybody that might not play in the bowl game?
Not really at this point. You know, there's several guys that were injured at the end of the season that are question marks. You know, Grant Gibson, I don't expect him to play. I think he's more than likely out for this game, starting center for NC State. So that's still, you know, a shuffle that they had to make against UNC, and it seemed to work out a little better. You know, the big question mark is going to be if MJ Morris plays, and that's not even an NFL draft question. It's just an injury question.
Right.
And then, you know, the other guys, potential NFL guys would be, you know, a Drake Thomas, maybe a Chandler Zavala. But I don't think any of those guys are necessarily going to sit out from what we've heard so far. Devin Carter played in the last game and played extremely well. All these guys still have something to prove going into this bowl game. They don't necessarily have their NFL draft stock set. So I think that's a benefit to NC State, but it also goes to show you how close a lot of these guys were to being fringe NFL players and not being, you know, those surefire number one overall picks or anything along those lines.
Corey Smith, R. Corey Smith on Twitter from Pack Pride, the editor. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for doing this. We'll talk again.
Appreciate it.